is a burning thing. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Good evening, Canada. You're listening to No Pants, No Secrets live with your three favorite pundits, Acacia, W. Mason, Adashko, a.k.a. Adashko Stewart.
Hi.
Fram Valentine.
Good day, Canada.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Today, we don't have anybody, but we had Carson Scurious last week, so I just thought we'd mention his name before anything goes.
Yes.
We had Carson.
And Carson was awesome because he was a bit quieter than Scorpius was.
Carson was on the show. Strange, I didn't hear him.
Well, Fran, we don't hear you all the time, but we still list you in that in the beginning of the show.
No, no,
so.
No. Fran, we heard him. We just didn't hear him talking.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, explicit, I suppose.
I can't let the 30-second rule go by. I had to find a way.
Okay. So the topics for today are obviously the presidential, the party presidential elections.
Obviously.
Obviously, me joining the DAL.
Obviously.
Even obviously. Obviously, our rituals with the magic. But no, I didn't say that.
We're going to talk about Western Australia and the admin's decision there.
Yes.
And we're going to tackle the current state of the journalism or the media.
Yes. And we're going to tackle the disappearance of Craig Norman. Have you noticed?
Yes, we should actually touch on that politely. We should touch on that.
Yeah, with no gang bang scenarios. Okay.
All right, so let's start with party president elections because those are always fun and there's lots to talk about there because there was a lot of interesting different stuff going on with various candidates and parties and so on and so forth. Who wants to kick us off on that?
I'm really sad Land didn't win the DAL elections.
Okay, let's start with the DAL then. That's a good place to start since we're all from the DAL. If I may, I sent Land a message. I PM'd his article as well. Probably left a comment in his article, and I was commenting that, you know, with him running and Aishan running, I was in an impossible situation. How do you choose between those two? They're both really qualified, obviously. But it was a tough decision.
You don't.
I went for the Scott.
See, the problem was that Fram wasn't running, so now I had to make a serious decision.
Thank you, Acacia. But the problem with the DAL, as you said, it was that both candidates were extraordinary. And I didn't actually vote yesterday because I couldn't decide.
Should have voted for the guy with the Polish flag.
No.
Fram doesn't know how to spoil ballots. Oh.
So we have Aishan and Land that both ran. Honestly, though, I don't think we can go wrong either way. Both are obviously very qualified. Both know what they're doing. Both have an agenda.
But only Lan McNess has a family somewhere out there that can say butt checks.
but here's the thing: we are so talented as a party that we can put those types of candidates forward where somebody actually has to step back. See, because I think party president election platforms are a bit of a fraud. And I only say that because 9 times out of 10, there's usually one clear-cut favorite and everybody else is just, whatever. You could write in your platform that you're going to smoke crack and pass out weed to all the candidates and all the party members and you'd probably still get elected. But
well, you'd no, if you said you'd pass out weed to all the party members, I think it would be... I think you would win with... even if you were down there, down low, in the two-clicker zone. You'd only have to give him a guarantee on that.
that's my country presidency campaign strategy. Shh, don't tell anyone. I'm going to hand out my medicinal marijuana to everybody. But seriously, I actually had to spend time reading both the platforms before, and I won't say who I voted for, but I will say that I read the platforms carefully, and I actually had to make an informed decision for the first time in a long time.
You know what? If you pictured Sean Connery when seeing that Mac before MacNet and MacNess, I'm pretty sure you voted for Lan.
I wasn't picturing Sean Connery, but.
But where are you picturing? Ewan McGregor?
If you must know, I was picturing Fram on the Magic Pony. But
okay, so Asian won. Well, the race was... I hoped for a closer race, but that's just me.
I want to jump on the J.B. Divinis. Party president thing, and I want to do it only because I've been absolutely relentless in picking on him for running in another party, and I actually jokingly said,
"Lax guys,
it's a lot like playing musical parties. Like the music starts, and J.B. Divinis pops up out of his current party, runs around, you know, with all the other parties going on, and when the music stops, says, 'Oh, here's an open chair,' boom, and grabs a seat." So. Because I jokingly said, you know, well, I said, well, you know, CPF, nah, I've already been there, done that. You know, DAL, nah, been there, done that. Party President of Chaos, nah, done that. So let's go. The CPP, oh, there's an open chair, and the music just stopped.
Oh, yeah, that's JB. But that's, I guess, cool. What?
We shouldn't talk about this. Because
about what?
Let's
about
face it.
JB?
Yes, because both of us were members of the CPP for a very long time. I was actually president of that party for 2 months.
And we were in JB's cabinet, I know, but still.
And I joined the CPF, you joined the CSD, I went back to the CPP, I went back to the DAL, and you joined the DAL. So... Actually, if we do a head count, I think we're at the same number as JB.
Ah, but here's...
Yeah, but we had a longer time to do it.
We didn't do it all in 3 months, true. We did it about a year and a half. No,
we at least stop in those chairs, even when the music's on. Even if the music's on, then we just stay there for a longer time. Sometimes we even come back to the same chairs after the music stops.
And here's the rub, too. I mean, because JB Divinis has got a good sense of humor. He knows we're just having fun. There's nothing serious. But for me...
Said the guy who had to quit party president before because of the chaos stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, only because he decided to quit the CPF and become the party president of the Chaos Party by acclamation. But no, that's another story. and it's interesting because... Not only, I guess what I find even funnier still is that J.B. Divinis was most recently in the CPF and goes to the CPP to run for party president. And then Spencer McGee decides I'm fed up of the CPF. I'm going to go and run for party president. What was he in this? Trying for the CNC?
CNC. Yes.
Yes, CNC. Well, the CNC is probably going to merge with the
CCD. Okay, Adasco is trying to remix.
And you don't have to be a member.
Okay, we're just going to have to do a bit without Adasco.
I'm out here.
You're not there.
Oh my God, I'm cut off.
You're fine now. Just take that out of your mouth and keep talking.
Okay, give me a moment. I have to restart my Wi-Fi. So if you hear this... gibberish out of me. Sorry for the snafu.
No, you are coming through loud and clear, my friend.
Oh, that's good.
Right now it's fixed.
So, okay. Yeah, Spencer so McGee with the CNC and JB Divinis goes for the CPP. I just find it, dare I say it, I'm going to say this and Addie Lawrence is going to crucify me for saying it, but I'm going to start a rumor that the CPF is trying to PTO other parties.
And Simon Panda.
Yes, Taiwan Panda. The CPF's failed attempt at impeachment has led them to now try to PTO other parties in order to garner support. There's today's hot rumor.
And this is coming from three of the most influential dollars out there.
So rejoice, people.
It's coming from the executive office.
Of the president.
Now, on a serious note, the CSD has what Charmander is now the CSD party president, yes?
And they're changing into Epic.
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 Guys, so let me ask you something. We have what? Seven?
Egalitarian party of individual Canadians? Something like that.
Okay, so seriously, guys, we've got, what, 17 parties in Canada. Is that right, 17?
Somewhere along those lines, yeah.
Doesn't that seem a little outrageous for 2,000 citizens?
Why? Why not? Everybody should have a personal party. It would make things much more interesting. You know,
what would you do with the 40 gold necessary to start a party? Seriously. Just throw it out the window. And that means actually love us for having so many parties inside Canada.
Yeah, go and start a party so you can get PTO'd by the CPF. That's a great idea.
Or by the Hungarians. By the way, I read the Republican Democrats in the U.S. have been PTO'd by the Hungarian force.
But here's the thing. With all these parties, in seriousness, with all these parties, it does create a genuine opportunity for a number of these parties to get PTO'd, right?
Yep.
And that, to me anyway, that's a security risk.
Well, depends. I don't think the Hungarians would be ever able, or I don't know, the Russians or the Serbians would be ever able to bring in the 200 people that would stay here until the elections needed for a party to jump into the top five.
I wouldn't count on that. Let's not forget how easy it is to get citizenship in Canada.
And, well, it's not that easy unless Nick VH is giving out citizenship. Or Fox Blutch, for that matter.
Oh.
Don't think it's Fox or anyone in the UN leadership. Seriously. I just think it's congressman.
Who gave Samuel their citizenship? I think it was Fox. I think actually he admitted to it.
Well, you can go and check the list. It's public knowledge.
So, are you guys satisfied with the outcome of the party president elections?
No, I don't have a reason to whine, except for I left the CSD because in real life I'm a social democrat, and I felt a bit... and I knew that Cham will win, because Cham always wins unless he's running against JB, I suppose.
You don't have a reason to whine because your name's not Duke Leto. Sorry, I had to get that.
Hello, Duke!
I'm sorry. Duke, I'm sorry I had to. I couldn't help myself.
He couldn't resist.
I'm kind of happy with the outcome, too. I mean, it's nothing to complain about. I just
an angry mob man. Finally, we have we'll have something to write, something important to write about in his caps.
You're mean.
No, but angry mob man. Seriously, I like the guy. He's a great guy. But when he starts writing, I don't know. Somehow he just, I don't know. Maybe he has that caps lock button stuck and he has to hold shift every time he wants to write a lower level lower case letter because he overuses it so much.
He gets his point across. You can't argue with that.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, when I say Fram, I think you are gay. It will be, I basically, if I scream it out, I think it will be much, much, much less understandable because, I don't know, Fram, you're gay! doesn't quite sound so convincing as Fram. I believe you are a homosexual.
For those of you that are wondering, I am actually heterosexual and I actually have a girlfriend opposed to Adasco.
Well, she's a boy.
Because I think it sounds much better when I step in and say, E-Canada, I just wanted to make it perfectly clear that Adashko is a flaming homosexual.
Ooh, yay! Craig Norman's over at my house, but he's gagged right now, so he can't join in. Talking about Craig Norman and talking about gags. Where the fuck is he?
Yes, in all seriousness, that's a very good point. Where is
Craig is dying.
Where is Craig Norman? I mean, and I'll tell you something, guys. I actually sent him a PM yesterday because his wellness is 100. So, I mean, it tells me one of two things are happening. And he's unemployed, which is even more interesting. But either he has a stash of food in his supply and he's taken a vacation and he's kind of self-feeding, or he's...
I'm sending him food.
Ah, okay.
You're ruining the investigation. You're moving the evidence. You goddamn stupid polar bear.
I can't stand the fucking guy dying.
It's interesting.
Oh my god, he's dying!
He wrote that one article, the last article he wrote, and yeah, he got a little bit of controversial feedback on it and whatnot. But I mean,
what was his last article? Because last article about?
It was around the whole Temujin, BC. I'll say it. I'm going to say it: theft of money or lifting of money from a government account.
I would call it a farce, but whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the Craig Norman article, and I'm just surprised that he's just kind of disappeared after that article. So, I mean, obviously one of two things.
It's been a week.
Craig has never been one to shy away from controversy. In fact, I think he does a good job of stirring the pot himself. So maybe he's on vacation.
Or maybe he found a reason in life.
He could be doing any number of things, really. But you're right, he has disappeared. I haven't seen him, and I haven't heard anything from him. And it's been like 11 days or so since he's been on IRC. Somebody did a check on that. 12 days as of today, yeah, that's a good point.
No, it was 12 yesterday.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, my God, Craig Norman is gone. Who will we laugh at?
Actually, who will be the Canadian gay? Oh, wait. Adasco?
What?
You're up for the job.
Okay, I'm going to start dressing in pink, I suppose. Oh, my God, that's so sexy.
I just want to know how that's different from any other day of the week.
oh, my God, you hurt my feelings.
Admit it. You go around commando. I know you do.
Yeah, you discovered my secret.
Okay. Moving away from the...
Yes. So moving away from Craig Norman, let's you know what? Let's tackle something fun. Let's tackle the Western Australia Indonesia incident, because you know what? There's
you know what? When I saw the admin's explanation, I just was like, huh? What?
I mean, that whole explanation in the forums basically says, hey, we screwed up. We know we screwed up, but we are just going to give a damn. So, yes.
No. I think that explanation said, we are aware that there was a problem, but the problem was beneficial to both sides. So, because Phoenix was smart enough, or rather gay enough, I suppose, to use the bug, they are much better than Australia and their allies, and they should get the region.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Because Crowded House...
Gents.
I'm going to give credit to Crowded House, because he pointed this out, and I saw it in his article, and he brought it to my attention. Rule 6.1, I believe it is, explicitly states that somebody cannot benefit from the exploitation of a bug. And so, in my mind, if the admins allow, or they are clearly, at this stage, still allowing Indonesia, I should say, to occupy Western Australia, they're allowing it to happen at the expense of their own rules, specifically Rule 6.1. Because clearly, by their own admission, a bug was exploited. There was a programming, developing, whatever the hell you want to call it. There's a wardrobe malfunction. You know?
Well, maybe they should move into the closet then.
Well, the funny thing is that it's not the first time it happens.
But it
of course, I'm not going to...
Wage money that it won't be the last, because
I honestly won't go into the whole admins are biased argument, because they're not, they're just lazy.
No, because both sides
get kicked, get their asses kicked by the laziness of the admins. Well, this
is not a game against other nations, it's a game against bugs.
Oh my god, that's a cockroach.
In my investigative journalism, in my investigation into the matter before I did my ECBC article, several high-ranking Phoenix officials are not actually happy with the decision of the admins, because they do recognize that, hey, if it can happen to the allies, it can happen to them, and they're not happy about it. So I'll tell you, for those people out there who are saying, oh, yeah, Phoenix is rubbing their hands together, they're all excited about this, they're not, because they know if the admins are going to do it to us, and the rule of large numbers tells us that it will eventually happen to them, they will not have a leg to stand on if they turn around and say, hey, you know, Eden cheated, they exploited a butt. Well, sorry about your luck.
Well,
so did you.
But the funny thing is that these bugs are so convenient sometimes. Whenever one side manages to get some little advance, some little power over the other, pop, a bug appears, and it's restored to equality.
Oh, yes, the admins are the secret keepers of the equilibrium.
But I
honestly loved the title of the forum post where the admins explain their decision. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. Well, it's the one thing that the Leafs fans tell to everybody around.
Listen.
This is coming from an Oiler.
Right. Who won the draft lottery?
Read it.
Right. Thank you very much.
Occasion, the thing is, at least we're bad enough to win something.
A pat on the back, eventually.
Okay, so the fat lady, it's not over till the fat lady sings, and I will say right now, the fat lady is not singing. She's in the green room, and she's warming up. Now...
Well, she's been doing it for 30 years. I don't think she'll ever come out and sing.
But on the Western Australia thing, I just wanted to make it clear that for those people who are really thinking that this is a Phoenix and the admins kind of exploiting something, it's really not, because the Phoenix people are just as upset about the situation as we are, because again, what goes around comes around, and inevitably it's going to happen to them. I mean, it's a fact. If it can happen to us, it will eventually happen to them. It's like,
well, you know,
it's like in hockey,
after,
right? It's like in hockey. Guess, you call one team for a bunch of penalties in a row, you know the other team's eventually going to get a penalty. It's just the way it works.
I just bet that the Adams were too busy with playing soccer against a team of journalists to do anything, really.
I just personally think that Tyler F. Durden planned the whole thing in order to push his shield initiative.
Did you read their Facebook post?
No.
They were actually, one day after Western Australia, they had a soccer game with some Romanian journalists.
I would like to say is that I agree completely with Acacia. Getting back to the subject at matter, and not about journalists, soccer games, or anything else.
Because we're going to get into journalism. That's coming up.
Yeah, I agree with Acacia, because what goes around comes around. I mean, those sayings don't get created out of nothing.
Not necessarily that, because the world is not perfect.
That if we use one set of rules, this set of rules eventually will turn against Phoenix.
Yes, but after the battle closed for Western Australia, I contacted under Derek's approval, I contacted the Australian leadership, President Moffat, etc. And I helped them as much as I could to evacuate Western Australia. And I got some pretty nice fees from Indos and from Serbs. And while the general population was shouting that, yes, we won Western Australia, go back home, Eden, and stuff like that, the leadership of Indonesia wasn't happy. They were cheering us up, Canadians. They were cheering Canada up for helping Australia evacuate Western Australia. And they were just not happy about
them winning that battle in that manner.
And that speaks volumes about the entire situation.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And so now the thing I'm most interested in is if the admins take a look at Rule 6.1, as Crowded House pointed out, and they allow somebody to profit or benefit from the exploitation of a bug, I hope they recognize that they're setting a very dangerous precedent, because then if they try to ban somebody for exploiting a bug, that person's going to be able to point back to the Western Australia situation and say, hey, you didn't stop Indonesia from benefiting by exploiting a bug. So
I think their argument was that both sides actually could have benefited because the battle was still open. And that's what they said in Nova Scotia.
Hmm.
When people exploited a server failure because, one side was in Europe and the North Americans had even more trouble than the Europeans in going to a republic. I mean, I remember I barely got to fight, and everything was planned on T-minus 10 minutes. Phoenix somehow, I don't know, somehow started hitting the wall at T-minus 1 hour, I think. So, and they ultimately won the most important battle, perhaps, because Nova Scotia was the wall. If we won Nova Scotia, they'd have to attack it again, and they didn't have the funds for that, for another campaign. And, it was bloody close. And the admin said, the bug affected the server failure affected each country the same, which was not true, because the Europeans with faster connections, who were closer to the public servers, had, and that was the majority of the peace fight force. Back then.
Yes, Canada basically stood there and with the wall underground. Stood there and waited and refreshed after refresh just to see if they can save Nova Scotia and if they can save their country.
And they couldn't. It was just a headless chicken all the time for Canadians and Americans.
Painful moment for us.
And for a moment, for Romanians, obviously it was the shortest. Then there were the Hungarians and the Serbs. Then Poland, then Asia, and then at the end of all that stuff, there was North America.
And so I say, my final thoughts on the Western Australia front really are, if the final and ultimate decision after the very last review, the last appeal, whatever the case may be, if the final decision is that this is going to remain in Indonesian control, this becomes a great, great rallying point for the Australians. If ever there was an opportunity to rally the Broliance, to rally Eden, to perhaps light the fuse for a war that we're all dying to have, this is a great opportunity to rally around that and to light the fuse. And, you know, because let's be serious. I mean, we're all sitting back waiting for the other shoe to drop. There hasn't been any major strategical warfare going on. You know that's not going to continue for much longer. Maybe this is the tipping point. Maybe.
Well, it all depends on Poland, of course.
Yeah.
Because the Polish and Spain is on Polish on the Poles and the Spaniards, I suppose. Because they are at the center of Eden, and without them, nothing is going to get done, because they'll just... in Poland, I'm just going to have a little historical anecdote. In Poland, when Poland was about to be partitioned, before parliament got gathered to confirm the partitions, one of the deputies stepped in front of the door through which the other deputies were supposed to come through, ripped his shirt, and didn't want them to come through. And I think the Poles love doing that. Whenever their risk is at danger, they do that gesture that Mr. Rayton once did. Now, it's our national hobby just to stop something that's going to happen anyway for as long as we can in a desperate gesture.
I prefer to rip off my shirt and partition your mother.
Well, you know, if Poles prepared that, I think we would have been a much, much, much happier nation.
No, but honestly,
honestly, I living in this country, I noticed that the Poles really like to have their way, especially when they have something to say. And unfortunately, here they have something to say. They have too much to say. I mean,
I like to contradict you, Adasco.
Spain are not Eden.
Well, yeah, but they're. I mean that they're the biggest forces in Eden. Whatever you say,
they're still equals to the other forces.
Because well, theoretically,
they need us as much as we need them.
Yes, of course, but the Poles know that. But they're trying to put it. They're trying and probably succeeding in a way to put themselves in a better position just by doing that, just by putting themselves in as the leaders of Eden. And I mean, if Poland leaves Eden, Spain will leave Eden because they have something of their own internal bro alliance, I think.
And where are they going to go?
I don't know. They're going to go fuck themselves, I guess. But
because they're not going to go to Phoenix.
First swear word! First swear word! It took us only half an hour.
No. It wasn't the first.
Yeah, it was the first one. It took
5 minutes or so.
It was the first really loud fuck that came up, I think.
So, they have two choices if they leave. Three, actually, if they leave Eden. Join the Bro Alliance, and that's not going to happen. Because Poland will not ally with the USA. Join Phoenix, and I doubt that Poland is so stupid to do that.
Well, actually, I don't doubt it. I mean, there are a lot of Polish politicians who claim that if not join Phoenix, make an alliance with Hungary or Russia, with people that we feel ethnically connected to, in a way.
Yeah, sure. But if they do that, they're forgetting one thing. Poland exists now because of the Eden allies.
Right.
Like Romania, like Croatia. Let's not forget that Poland doesn't even have high grain in its original territories. And Poland got that high grain for about a year or something like that from Romania, which was actually a Ukraine province. Everything in Poland was supported by Romanians and Croatians. I don't think that they will go and turn their back 180 degrees and fight against those people that helped them survive until their baby boom.
I completely agree.
Ram, honestly, if you look at the baby boom, nobody remembers that from the baby boom. And while the baby boomers are slowly getting into power in Poland, and once they do, they have a completely different view at the situation. They don't remember when Hungary was public enemy number one in Europe or in the whole e-world. They don't remember that. They only think about Hungarians with our Polish national stereotype, meaning that Poles love Hungarians because of our real history. They won't think about Serbs as bad either. They won't. The boomers really like an idea of a Pan-Slavic alliance that would have Ukraine, Russia, Poland, Croatia, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and Serbia incorporated into it.
But that won't happen because countries like Croatia, Russia, Ukraine won't leave their alliances. So you will just basically have Hungary, Poland, Serbia. Maybe. Hungary and Serbia are a big question mark. And continuing our list of options for Poland, join Entente with Ukraine, Italy, and France,
which
that's going to happen again.
No, I mean, the French love the Poles after that stuff. No, I absolutely love them.
But
Akisha, do your stuff.
I do think they have another option. Form a new alliance with Spain.
Well, the whole alliance business is really phony here. But Poland has one option. Nut up or shut up. I mean, do something or stay quiet. If they don't want to give up Rhone Alps or whatever, Eden needs them strategically to give up. I don't think they should really say anything or do anything or want anything from hidden.
The problem is, in my opinion, you have all kinds of personalities all pulling in separate directions. And what needs to happen is all the major players in Eden need to put the cards on the table and say, hey, you know, warfare requires that you be prepared and comfortable potentially losing a region or two in order to control the world. And if you think about it, if Eden Alliance members could just put aside the business, and I'll pick on Poland for a second, not because it's you, Adashko. Okay, because it is you, Adashko.
Well, I pick on Poles all the time. I wrote a big blog article about how I hate the moods of the Poles during the national mourning. So
They need to give up. They need to be prepared to lose a region like Rhone-Alps. However, keep in mind, in my mind, the only way to control Phoenix is to go after the big targets like Hello Kitty and Lion King and da-da-da-da-da. But in order to get those, it's going to require everybody to be on the same page, doing the same thing, because if you can get to those regions and get them, you can cripple the Phoenix Alliance. And then any regions that you've lost along the way, you can resistance war back and get them back, because it won't be that difficult once you cripple the major part of the Phoenix Alliance. It's traditional. It's just plain good military strategy. You go after the foundation of something, and everything else just falls apart. The problem is, in my mind, all these Eden members and so on and so forth are so self-interested in these little colonial fights. They're self-interested and self-absorbed in these little colonial fights that they're not prepared to go after the foundation. Put your head down. Go for it. Get it done. Recognize that you're going to get spanked a few times, but you're going to win the war.
That's why I think Poles should start playing American football.
but
you're right, Akisha, because as things are in Eden right now, I don't really think that any of them are ready to sacrifice something from their country except Croatia. Right. Croatia has always been underlined for their sacrifice whenever we needed them.
Okay, so
Croatia to help the alliance, to cripple the enemy, to win the war. Yep. They are not ready to make strategic sacrifices.
I might sound a bit a bit like a conspiracy theorist here, but honestly, I think that in a way, it doesn't lie in the interest of Poland to get rid of Phoenix. I mean, they got their baby boom because of wars, and if they cripple Phoenix, they will be safe. And the nation is Poles are getting bored with what's going on. When there's no action, Poles are getting bored with the game.
Right. So if you want action, though, that's going to require you to go to fight. And going to fight means that you're putting your cards on the table and you're exposing yourself to potentially losing a region. So, I mean, it's a catch-22. We're bored, we want war, but we're not prepared to potentially lose a region over that. Well, you know, no offense, shit or get off the pot, right? I mean, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Winning the war to Phoenix doesn't end the activity and the wars.
Absolutely not.
Because think about the resistance wars that start after that. Think about all the fights the Poles have put in the last month or so because France was trying to liberate itself. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, but I think that Poles will finally understand that, but it will take another month or two before we can actually do anything with the Poles. Okay, and I guess on that note, we should end part one of our podcast because many people were whining about the length. Here we give you two parts so you can listen to us twice a day.
So, end of part one.
End of part one. Coming up soon will be journalism in Canada and other random topics that we don't know what to talk about.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Love is a burning thing.